Well, let's open the door and welcome an old friend of the program into the studio. It's Rick Skinlonen, one of the Skinlonen brothers.
Hi.
Hey, Rick. You wanted to stop by to, said, do everybody a favor?
Yeah. If there's one thing that I learned in my 20 years in the NFL, and then all my years also not being in the NFL, is that everybody is looking for tips for having a good weekend.
So even
tips for having a good weekend.
All of your teammates in the NFL were always looking for tips to have a good weekend.
And so I prepared a list called Rick Skinlonen's Top 50 Tips for Having a Good Weekend.
50? Top 50?
I don't know that we're going to have time for your
Let's
top
do like
50.
One.
Tip number one, do something fun. You know, because too many times we don't have fun because we aren't doing fun things.
That's a great tip.
So okay, what else?
Try to plan something fun, like tossing a ball back and forth with a play friend.
These sound like tips for a 5-year-old or something.
Or playing The Floor is Lava in your mommy's living room.
The floor is lava,
like
so you got to jump from
do. What if you're
piece
not
of
6
furniture?
Years old?
Tip number two, plan snack time carefully. don't put all your snack time early in the day. Spread it out. That way you'll save room for those cheese sandwiches your mommy made.
These are all tips for grade schoolers. I thought your NFL buddies were
like
asking you what to do.
Tip number three. Tell Nick you love him.
Oh, that's your brother, of course, Nick Skinlonen.
It's important that your brother knows how much you love and appreciate him.
Where is Nick?
And everyone should tell their brother how much you like how he played in the NFL for 17 years. And how much you sports
got a brother
look up
like that,
to him.
Be a good idea.
Tip number 3A in Rick Skinlonen's Top 50 Tips for Having a Good Weekend.
We don't have time for 50, by the way.
Two words. Swim party.
Okay. Well, it's summertime, so.
Now, for swim party, I want to make it clear that you should stay away from the pool because swimming pools are the leading cause of water-based accidents in the home.
Oh, okay.
So instead, you should have all your friends dress up in costumes and go to a local park to play baseball.
So have a swim party, but play baseball.
If you do this, you will be known as the swim party king in your neighborhood.
Swim party king in your neighborhood.
As long as it transitions to a baseball game, you'll be known as
not
the
as
swim
easy
party
when you don't
game.
Have your brother doing
now,
the other half.
Now,
is it?
Before we get to number 4 on our list, don't forget to smash that like button.
Smash the
like button. And hit subscribe to get more compelling content like this.
But you haven't given us any web address
nothing.
Or anything.
Now, number 4. Use your allowance to make Nick happy.
Wait, too many of these are centric to your brother.
Buy him a candy at a local store.
Buy him a candy.
Yeah, and then give him candy.
Right. Your heart's in the right place.
Number 5, read a good book to an elderly. The elderly are often lonely, and there's nothing more fun than helping them.
Nothing more fun. Well, okay. We'll get on board with that.
It's a good tip.
Tip number 6 in Rick Skinlonen's Top 50.
We're going to cut it off at 10.
Yeah, about 6.
Call Nick and invite him to the nursing home to listen to you read the book.
Again, we circle back to Nick.
Number 7, invite some girls over so y'all can practice on each other.
What does that mean?
If you don't practice on each other, how else can you get better at face painting?
Yeah, I guess you've got a point there.
Nick is just very simple.
Number 8, Disney World.
Okay, all right.
Write a paper about all the fun that can be had at Disney World.
I thought you meant go to Disney World.
Here's a pro tip. If you need help writing your paper, you know what you should use? Resources.
I thought you were going to say ChatGPT or something.
Number 9, And our final tip on how to have a good weekend, fully participate in church. Number 10.
I thought 9 was the final tip.
Number 10.
And I thought you had a list of 50.
Go to the play yard and read a good book.
You could do that anywhere.
Follow these simple 50 tips, and you're guaranteed to not only have a great weekend, but also one you can enjoy.
All right.
And I'm all excited that you both are armed with this information.
Yes.
And you know why I love the weekend, don't you?
Why?
Because it means only 3 more days until another great week starts.
You're the eternal optimist.
Do y'all want to come to my swim party this weekend?
No.
Get your chance to hit home runs.
No, we're good.
Dress like Spider-Man.
No, we'll see. I'm not dressed like Spider-Man. There goes Rick.